Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you. Imagine making more money renting your home than owning it. Sounds crazy, right? But we've done it for the past 10 plus years, building a 9-figure real estate portfolio and growing our net worth by 10x in less than 6 years. Should you do the same?
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investments.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
Many people believe that buying a home is the ultimate financial goal. We also thought that too. But what if renting could be more lucrative? In this video, we'll share three compelling reasons why investing in multifamily apartment syndication can be smarter than owning a home.
Jumping to point one brings us back memory of timeshares. For the younger crowds, you might not be familiar with what these are. Timeshares are vacation properties where multiple people share ownership or usage right. Each owner gets a specific period, usually a week or so, to use the property.
You're sold on the dream of having a home in an exotic locale whenever you want, at a fraction of the cost, but reality hits hard with hefty annual fees, rigid booking schedules, and a resale market that's more flooded than a sinking ship. It's an investment that can leave you more stressed than relaxed, and probably harder to escape than cheating death itself.
And this leads us to reason number one, why renting might be a wiser financial choice than owning a home. Similar issues that plague timeshares also plagues home ownership. So reason number one, financial flexibility and opportunity cost. First, renting provides unparalleled financial flexibility. When you rent, you avoid the hefty down payment and ongoing maintenance costs usually associated with home ownership. So let's break this down with an example. Guys, imagine if you have $100,000 set aside for down payment on a home. Instead of locking that money into the home, you can invest that in other multifamily apartment opportunities that offers higher returns.
Consider a scenario where you invest that $100,000 into a multifamily apartment syndication. For us, the Kitty Sisters, think 65 units and above. With a reasonable annual return, let's say of 8%, you'll be making $8,000 per year just from this investment. Over 10 years, this investment could grow significantly, especially if you reinvest your earnings. In contrast to that same $100,000 used as a down payment would not generate any returns and would be tied up into your home equity.
Moreover, renting allows you to avoid the ongoing cost of home ownership. Home maintenance and repair, property taxes can all add up quickly. On average, homeowners spend 1 to 3% of their home's value annually on maintenance. For example, a $500,000 home, it's anywhere between $5,000 to $15,000 per year. As renters, you don't have to worry about these costs, freeing up more money for investment opportunities.
Now, let's talk about the current housing market. The U.S. is experiencing the largest home buying versus renting affordability gap in history.
According to a report from Realtor.com in 2023, the monthly cost of buying a home is 52% higher than renting. This gap is primarily driven by the home prices and increase in mortgage rates. For instance, a median home price in the United States has surged over $400,000, while mortgage rates have climbed over 6%, making homeownership increasingly expensive.
In contrast, rental prices, although rising, have not kept pace with the cost of buying a home. The average national rent for a two-bedroom apartment is around $1,900 per month, significantly lower than the monthly mortgage payments, property taxes, and maintenance costs for a similar price home.
This affordability gap underscores the financial advantages of renting, allowing you to allocate more funds to lucrative investments rather than get bogged down by home ownership costs.
And that brings us to reason number two,
the myth of equity. It's like stir-frying vegetables. You toss in a mountain of green leaves into the wok only to end up with a tiny portion of what you started with. Similarly, the myth of equity can wither away faster than you expected, leaving you with much less than you had hoped for. Now, what's the myth of building equity through home ownership? While it's true that home ownership built equity over time, the reality of mortgage interest and phantom costs often diminishes the actual gain. For the first 20 or 30 year mortgage, the majority of your payment goes towards interest rather than principal. This means that you're essentially paying rent back to the bank in the form of interest. Let's break this down with an example. Imagine you have a $180,000 loan with a 4.5% annual interest rate. Your monthly mortgage payment covers not only the loan balance, but also other expenses like taxes and insurance. Over the life of the loan, you would pay in principal $180,000, interest $148,332.8, taxes $93,750, insurance $39,240. In total, you end up paying in the life of the loan $461,322.08. Oh my goodness. Additionally, there are phantom costs to consider, such as closing fees, private mortgage insurance, PMI, and for some, homeowners association, HOA. These costs can significantly eat into the equity that you think you're building up. In contrast, renting avoids all these hidden fees, allowing you to invest more efficiently. By investing in rental properties or other real estate ventures, you can gain immediate returns without the burden of these additional expenses. Reason number three, lifestyle and investment freedom. Finally, renting offers lifestyle and investment freedom that home ownership cannot. As a renter, you can easily relocate for better job opportunities or lifestyle preferences without the hassle of selling your home. This mobility is crucial in today's dynamic job market, where opportunities may require you to move across the country or even abroad.
Okay, so let's talk about that investment freedom, particularly the benefit of investing in apartment syndication as a passive investor. When you invest in apartment syndication, you'll benefit from several advantages.
First one is passivity. As a passive investor, you don't have to manage the property yourself. Professional property management teams handle the day-to-day operations, maintenance, and tenant relations, allowing you to enjoy the financial benefit without the hassle of active management.
Second, no personal guarantee. Unlike single-family home investment, where you might need to personally guarantee the mortgage, multifamily apartment syndication does not require your personal guarantees. This reduces your personal financial risks.
Efficiency in large complexes. Multifamily properties, essentially large complexes, are more efficient. If one tenant doesn't pay rent, the impact on our overall cash flow is minimal compared to a single family home where one missed payment can be significant. The risk is spread out across multiple units, providing stability and predictable income.
Next, more exit strategies. Multifamily apartment properties offer multiple exit strategies. You can sell to individual investors or institutional investors, or even convert the property to condominiums. This flexibility attracts a broader pool of potential buyers, enhancing your ability to liquidate your investment when needed.
Scalability. Multifamily investments allow you to scale your real estate portfolio more efficiently. Instead of buying 10 single family homes, you can purchase a 100-unit apartment building, simplifying management and increasing your potential returns.
In addition, multifamily properties often appreciate faster than single family homes due to their income generating potential and demand for both individuals and institutional investors. By investing in multifamily apartment syndication, you can achieve higher returns, greater stability, and enhance your flexibility.
Moreover, renting can provide the higher quality of life. You can live in a desirable area that you might not be able to afford if you buy. You can also avoid the stress and time commitment of home maintenance, allowing you to focus on growing your investments and enjoying your life.
To sum up, while owning a home is often seen as a financial milestone, renting can be a smarter, more flexible strategy. When combined with a savvy real estate investment, it can help create passive income.
By avoiding the hidden costs of home ownership and freeing up your capital for investments and maintaining a lifestyle flexibility, you can build greater wealth and financial security. So the next time you consider buying a home, remember, sometimes renting can be a more profitable path.
Now, if you want the fastest path to 2x your wealth, go tune into this episode and learn the 10 FAQs about the multifamily apartment syndication.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.